Thank you, Father, for this word. I just give you glory, Father. I give you honor and praise, Father. I just step back and Holy Spirit, I just come in and just deposit what we need to hear today, Lord God. Our ears are ready to hear what the Spirit has to say to us, Father. So we thank and we glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. I want to talk to you about a lazy river rest. Amen. How many of us need rest today? Let's show of hands, man. I'm telling you, I don't know about you, but I need some rest. Amen. Hallelujah. And I want to talk to you about finding rest in God. Amen. Instead of striving on your own strength and ability. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Amen. So I want you to put your imagination on right now. Hallelujah. You need to close your eyes if you want to keep them open. But imagine a swan, right? Imagine a swan on a river or even on a lake, right? And it's just swimming and it's just flowing beautifully, right? Can you picture that, right? And that's above the surface. But beneath the surface, their feet are going like this. They're going crazy, paddling, right? It's going nuts. There's chaos, right? Underneath the water, right? Underneath the surface of the water, they're paddling like crazy, right? Hallelujah. And can I say that that's how many of us live spiritually?
Amen.
We're striving. We're worrying. We're trying to control everything when God, the Lord God, just wants us to rest in His flow. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Now, let me give you another illustration. Have you ever gone to a lazy river at a water park, right? And you sit in an inner tube, right? And you're relaxing. And what happens? It's the current that's carrying you. You're not doing anything. Your feet are not paddling. The current of the water inside the pool is carrying you. Because there's no paddling. There's no struggling. There's just peace. Drifting you where the water wants to take you. Correct?
Amen.
And when we get on the lazy river of rest, that's exactly where God wants you. Amen?
Amen.
He don't want you to be paddling. He don't want you to be struggling. He don't want you to be worrying. He just wants you to rest and rest in His peace and allow the rivers of His living water take you where you need to go.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So yes. We as Christians, we need to get on that lazy river of rest. And I want to define to you what the word biblically means. From Scripture, my interpretation, amen, of what the word rest means. It is relationship plus the Word of God. And that is rest. And I want to give you an acronym for this equation. Are you ready for it? The word rest, the letter R, is relationship, revelation, and restoration. You have that? I don't know who's taking notes, but amen. E, effortless. Effortless endurance. That's letter E.
Effortless.
Endurance. S, surrender, safety, and stillness. That's letter S.
Amen.
and T, thankfulness in the truth. In other words, we need to trust the truth. What truth? The truth from the Word of God. So T is thankfulness in the truth. Amen?
Amen.
So our relationship, and this is the, this is, again, this is rest means relationship plus the Word of God equals rest. R-E-S-T. Okay? Our relationship with the Word will give us revelation. And me and you know that revelation is very powerful. When we get a rhema word from God, when we get a revelation word from God, it's powerful. Amen. There is purpose in that word. That word is speaking something to you that is currently, you can apply to your situation. So the word rest is a revelation that you and I need when we are on a journey with Christ. And how many of us are on a journey with Christ today? I can raise two hands. Amen. I'm on a journey with Christ. Amen.
Yes.
And yes. And hallelujah. In the Gospel of John 1:1, hallelujah. And that was part of the lyrics we just sang, right? In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen?
Hallelujah.
Jesus is the Word of God. And in the Gospels, we know that Jesus totally expressed the thoughts of God the Father and was manifested in a physical form so that all the world could read the Word. Amen. Jesus is the Word. He became flesh, but He is, He was, and He's still to come. Amen. Jesus is the Word.
Yes, He is.
And He came so all the world can witness Him, can see Him. The disciples, He was alive when the disciples were walking with Jesus, the Messiah, the King. Amen. And in reading the gospel, in reading the word from the Old Testament to the New Testament, the all points to the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is all over the word. Amen. He is the word.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Jesus is called the Word of God, because the physical body of the Lord Jesus Christ was produced by God's spoken word.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Jesus was with God from the beginning of time, from the very beginning, He was with God. And the Bible is so powerful. It is the living word. It is not a dead word. It is a living word. When I read scripture, that word is living. It is causing something in the air. And it's causing, when you hear it, something is happening because the word is living. And it's through the word of God, through this word, that we have His love. We have His presence. And we have His power. Amen. It's through the word that we can ask, seek, and knock. Because He is there for us. I said before, God is for you. God is for me. He is right here. In Matthew 7:7, right? We're just going to touch on this. Amen. But in the Gospel of Matthew, hallelujah, 7:7, this is what it says. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. So in Matthew 7:7, his ask is simple. His ask to us is simple. It's relationship. And you may say, well, we know this. We know that God wants relationship. We know that God wants us to ask, seek, and knock at his door. We know this. And this may be basic, but we need to be reminded that relationship is what God wants. Relationship is what God yearns for. Our purpose is to have a relationship with God. God wants to be there. Amen. And but he wants you to ask and seek him and knock at his door. He wants to commune with you. He wants to have intimacy with you. He wants relationship. And relationship is based on be still and know I'm God. And when we can accept this, then he can give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge. Amen. No relationship, you can't ask. A relationship takes two people. It takes two people to have a relationship. If you're not asking, if you're not seeking, if you're not knocking on his door, then what type of relationship do you have? You have one with yourself. Because you're not seeking God. You're not intentionally having a relationship with him. So relationship with God is key. And if we can accept this, then when we ask of God, right? God, I need the spirit of wisdom. I need the spirit of guidance. I need the spirit of revelation and knowledge. He will give to you. Amen? When we can accept this, right? And when we know from the Word of God that we were fearfully and wonderfully made, hallelujah, we can know. Amen? That's knowing is relationship. I don't know about you, but if you're married, you have a spouse, you should know your spouse because you have a relationship with them. You should know their favorite colors. You should know their favorite foods, what they love to eat, the foods they don't like. That's relationship. Knowing one another. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. When we have relationship with God, we can go to him when we are weary and burdened, and he will give you rest. When we have a relationship with God and we know that he created us, hallelujah, with his love, then we know that the peace of Christ will rule our hearts because we know we were created with purpose. When we have a relationship with God, we can put our trust in him. And run with endurance. Amen? You just keep running. You don't look back. When you run with endurance, you just keep going. You keep going. It don't matter what's trying to knock you down. You keep running. And if you do get knocked down, you get right back up and you keep running. Yeah. When we have relationship with God, why? Because we trust. We trust him. When we have relationship with God, we can put our trust in him and not lean on our own understanding. Amen?
Amen.
And I really like this verse, so we're going to go there. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Let's go there. The book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Look what it says. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Amen?
Amen.
This is supernatural wisdom and understanding that comes from God. We're supposed to rely on this God-given wisdom and understanding. We're not supposed to rely on our own understanding. And what God does, he imparts when we have a relationship with him, when we're reading his word, what God does, he imparts wisdom and understanding unto you. Amen. Hallelujah. And when the Lord imparts this understanding into us, then we can understand the cross. And we can understand the finished work of the cross because he loved us first. And from the word of God, we got revelation. And through revelation, we receive restoration.
Yes, yes, yes.
Amen. Because when the word of God is revealed to us and we understand, see, the word can be revealed to you, but if you don't have the understanding, you can't walk in restoration. But when you understand the word and God reveals to you the word of God, he reveals to you the finished work of the cross, he reveals to you that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. He reveals to you that he is the Prince of Peace. He reveals to you, then through that revelation, hallelujah, we can receive restoration. And we can look at endurance, and it can become effortless. Because then we can understand from the Word of God that we need to cast our cares to the Lord and stand with him in the midst of a trial. When we get that restoration, hallelujah, we can again look at endurance, right? And we, in the midst of a trial or a circumstance, we can actually stand, right? And by putting the armor on, right? Ephesians 6:12, we're not going to go there, but the Word of God says, put on the armor of God. And in several places it says, stand. Stand in the middle of your circumstance knowing that you have the victory. Knowing that this too shall pass. This is not staying. Knowing that in me you can find rest. Restoration for yourself. And sometimes we need to battle, and sometimes and other times we just need to simply stand. And how do you battle when you're going through something? With the Word of God. This is why it's so important for you to know the Word. Because in reading the Word, you get revelation.
Right.
Amen. And you get guidance from God. In reading the Word, God can talk to you through the Word of God. In reading the Word, God can show you through even a TV program, through a phone call. God can speak to you and can give you revelation of answers and understanding that you're looking for. Amen. And like I said, other times, we just need to stand and just rest knowing that what we pray for, knowing that what we ask God for is in God now. Amen. We did all we could do. Amen. So now we just keep asking and keep asking. Amen. Hallelujah. Ooh, I lost you.
Recording in progress.
My internet went. You know what? I'm here. I'm here.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good. Amen. Hey, this word is going to come. Hallelujah. You got to hear the word. Amen. Hallelujah. Because God is good. Amen. He's not going to leave you. Amen. Hallelujah. So sometimes we need to battle. Other times we just need to stand and be still and know that God is God. He's got you. He's for you. And let me tell you something. As we all know, I work for the IRS. I work for the government. We are in a shutdown. We've been on a shutdown for 33 days now. No work, no pay. We're not allowed to go into work, and we're not getting paid. Amen. And there are many families, amen, in the same situation. There are many families that funding has been cut, that they're living from paycheck to paycheck. Amen. And when you don't know God, it's going to be harder for you. But I know that God is my source. I know that God is my provider. And I'm just sitting on that lazy river of rest right now.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Because I'm going with His flow. And I'm okay. And I'm at peace. Amen. Because I know who's with me. And I know who's for me. The government doesn't have a hold on me. Amen. God provided that job. God is my source. Amen. And like we do when we come together on Wednesday, we need to lift up those people, those families, those workers that are not getting paid. And we did this on Wednesday. This is why prayer is key. And we are praying for families. We're praying for this government to come to an agreement. Even if they disagree, they got to come into agreement and release this shutdown. Amen? So we're standing. So the Lord is saying today, just stand. Because sometimes we just need to stand and do nothing. And we just need to bathe right here in His Word. Right here. His Word. Our job is to work from Him and allow Him, God, to work through us. Amen? We don't have a job title with God, do we? No. Our job is to work from Him and allow Him to work through us. When I lay hands on the sick, amen, it is not my power that is touching them. It is God's power leaving my body and touching the sick. Amen?
Amen.
God works through us. We don't work through God. We work from Him. Amen? And when we stand, we need to realize that there is power in that surrender. Amen? We spoke about R. We spoke about revelation, right? We spoke about restoration. Amen? We spoke about relationship. We spoke about effortless endurance. But in the S is for surrender. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So there is power in that surrender and safety in that stillness. Remember this, that without God, we can't. And without us, He wouldn't. Amen? Because He needs us. Because the plan from the beginning of time was us. He had us in mind. For God so loved the world that He gave. In the beginning of time, it was us all along. And when we read in Scripture, there's so many examples in the Old Testament, right? This is why we, you know, some people say, well, I don't need to read the Old Testament. I got the new one. No, you need to read
the Old Testament and not despise it. Amen. Because there's so many lessons and so many examples in the Old Testament. You know, and you probably at one point or another have asked, okay, in the Old Testament, why did it take 40 years for the Israelites, amen, to get to the promised land? These are valid questions. They were 40 years in the wilderness. Have you been there? Anyone ever feel they're going through circles and then going around and around and nothing's changing?
Yeah.
Amen? And I want to remind you that without us, He won't. Because He needs us to participate. To participate. He needs us to get on board with His plan. Right? His way. His plan. He needs us to say yes to Him. And sometimes, and I've done it, sometimes we say yes, but our hearts are not in it. You've been there? Sometimes I remember asking my daughter, hey, can you do the dishes, right? And she'll do the dishes, but all I hear is throwing the dishes in the dish rack. And she's making noise. And she's pounding. So was she really doing that with her heart? Her heart wasn't in it. Mm-hmm. Amen? We got to remember that His ways and His plans are so much better. So much better. And revelation is what you and I hear from God. It's not what you hear from another minister, as I mentioned before. Is what we receive from God. Is revelation from God. I may have gotten a revelation while hearing a speaker, right? But it was God giving you that revelation. It was God deposited into you that wisdom, insight, understanding of the word that was just spoken. Because remember, the word is the living word of God. Amen?
Amen.
It's living. It's powerful. It's doing. And what we need to do, amen, sometimes we just need to sit quietly in the presence of God and just ask, Lord, what do you want me to ask you? Because sometimes, honestly, church, I don't even know if I'm asking. He can be saying, you're asking the wrong question. So I say, Lord, what should I be asking? Amen. And sometimes if you speak in if you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit and you speak in another language, the language of the Lord, sometimes you just need to sit quietly and begin to just speak in the Spirit. Just pray in the Spirit. Amen? Because it is a vertical communication with God. And that's the best place you can be. It's being totally in communication with God. Amen? Hallelujah. You know, I got saved in 1997. I was brought up in the Catholic Church, but I would only go to the Catholic Church every Sunday, and it was in that church that I would open their Bible and then read it when we went to a particular scripture. I never had a Bible as a young girl. I never read it as a young girl, so it wasn't until I became saved and I began to seek the Lord through the Word. I bought myself a Bible study, and I began to read Scripture. Amen? And when I began to read, revelation began to come in from the Word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I learned. And God would speak, and I would listen. Amen. And He would guide me. He would take me. And in the worst times of my life, He's taken me to Isaiah 43, the whole chapter. Amen. And it was about God being there. It's about me going through stuff, and he's been there all along. He will not let me drown when I'm in deep waters, in the fire. He's not going to let me get burned. Amen. God was saying to me, I'm doing a new thing. Don't you know? Don't you know?
Amen.
Because when we go through trials, guess what? We need to depend on God. Because people can't help.
Right.
We got to depend on God. So God didn't cause this trial, but he will take this trial and turn it around for your good, because there's a teaching there. There's a lesson to be learned there. So there's so much revelation in the Word of God. And we just got to say, Lord, just speak to me through the Word. Amen? Hallelujah. I want you to turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. We're going to go through three verses now, 16 through 18. 1 Thessalonians 5. 16 through 18. And here are three verses and three sentences. And I want to share with you revelation on these three. And it says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Amen. In the first sentence, it says, rejoice always. If it's saying to rejoice always, that means that we have the power to choose and walk in spiritual joy. Amen? We choose. We have the power, right?
Yeah, right.
Spiritual joy comes from an act of surrender. You know, when you're going through things, right, we need to just surrender and humble ourselves, have the right heart, and just rejoice. Because spiritual joy comes from the act of surrendering what you're going through to God. And in the kingdom of God, surrender is a powerful tool.
Yes.
Amen? And obedience is when you're told to do a good thing, right? Rejoicing is the greater act of faith. And sometimes we need to rejoice even in times of trouble. Because when you surrender and when you rejoice in the Lord, guess what it does? It leads to joy and freedom when you're going through a midst of a circumstance. Amen? And how many know that our feelings, they can be deceitful. Our feelings follow our thoughts. And if we think, and if we're thinking on negative things, whether they're real or maybe you're imagining them, we will have negative emotions. Right?
Amen.
You're following me, right?
Yes.
If we think on the great things and the wonderful things, right, that God has done for us, we will have a positive emotion regardless of our physical circumstance, correct?
Yes.
So rejoicing at all times, like the Word is saying, rejoice always, rejoicing at all times has nothing to do with what is currently happening to us. It has everything to do with focusing on what has already happened to us and what has been promised to us in Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Do I need to repeat that? Rejoicing, hallelujah, always has nothing to do with what is currently happening around you, through you, in you. It has everything to do when we focus on what has already happened to us and what has been promised to us by the Lord Jesus Christ, by His Word. So the revelation of rejoice always is that rejoicing always is a key to emotional health. Amen? That's the revelation we can get from this. Rejoice always, even in the midst of craziness, in the midst of circumstance, in the midst of chaos. We can choose to rejoice in that situation.
Right.
Knowing that the Lord already provided an answer for what you're going through. Knowing that when we have our minds and when we can think on the Word of God, on His promises and how good God is, amen, it is a key to emotional health. It is a key to for your emotions to be standing on good ground. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 17 says, pray without ceasing, right? Pray continually, right? Look at, well, let's go to the Gospel of John 15, chapter 15, verse 7. In John 15, 7, it says, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you, right?
Amen.
So here we have 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray continually, pray without ceasing. And John 15:7 says, abide in me, abide in the vine, and you will have your prayers answered, right? Because when you're abiding in the vine, right, when you're abiding in God, there is a constant relationship going. There's a constant ongoing fellowship with God through prayer. Right? And everybody wants to get whatever they pray for. But very few people are willing to abide in the Lord Jesus Christ. To abide on the vine, with the vine. Amen? And this promise, if we go to, I just left 15:7. Amen? But when we go to John 15:7, just took my fingers off it. This promise, as we know, is conditional on our abiding, right? Because it starts with the words that says, if you abide, if you have relationship with me, if you have an ongoing fellowship with me, right? You see it, right?
Yes.
It's not God who fails to answer our prayers if we aren't abiding in Him. Instead, it is Satan who hinders our prayers when we aren't abiding in the vine, in the Lord. And then our flesh gets in the way. And what it does, it results in non-abiding. And then what happens is your life renders you powerless and you do nothing about it. And you can't do anything about it either. Because you're not connected. You're not staying connected to the vibe. We need relationship. We need connection. We need fellowship. We need an ongoing relationship with Christ. Praying continually is only saying, hey, remain constant with me in relationship. Remain constantly with me, talking to me. When we are abiding in Jesus, right, and His Word are abiding in us, our desires change. And this is not promising that God will change to accommodate us, but rather this is a statement that we will change to accommodate God.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Remember, it's not about us.
Yes.
It's about Him. It's about abiding in Him. He is working through us. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we cannot cease praying until we see the manifestation of what we have believed for. And this is why Paul is saying, pray continually. Don't stop. Be still in that word. Amen. You pray for something, keep going. Keep going. Keep standing on the promises of God. His promises are yes and amen. Keep going. believing, keep hoping, don't lose faith, don't give up.
Amen.
Amen. Until you see that manifestation come to pass.
Amen.
In other words, once we believe the Lord for something in prayer, we shouldn't let go of it until we have the answer. Amen?
Amen.
That's what this verse means. Amen. Hallelujah. What a blessing, you know, to read the word and just to receive revelation, understanding, insight of the word of God. Amen. Let's go to Romans, the book of Romans 12:12. Are we learning something today, church? Amen. Hallelujah. Romans 12:12. And it says here, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. Amen. Again, this is Paul writing this book. Hallelujah. Romans 12:12. Hope causes a person to rejoice. Amen. When you're hopeful, don't you rejoice?
Yes.
What happens when you don't rejoice? We become hopeless, right? Been there. I know. So this scripture here is speaking of being earnestly in prayer, persevering in prayer, and continually attending and adhering to prayer. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
So this verse right here in 1 Thessalonians 5:17 is just saying, praying is a key to spiritual health, right? The first one was a key to emotional health, but praying is the key to spiritual health. That's revelation. That's revelation. The next one, it says give thanks, right? Let's go to 1 Thessalonians 18, give thanks, right? In all circumstances. For this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus, right? That's what it says. In everything, give thanks. And sometimes, hear me out, sometimes it is impossible to be thankful for everything that's going on. Amen?
Amen.
It's true. As believers, we know there is power when you have a thankful heart. But when things are going crazy and everything else, I don't know. It's sometimes it is hard to have a thankful heart. Amen? But the Word of God says here that you can still be thankful through a situation or even a trial, even when you don't understand it. And that is a test of thankfulness. Amen? Because can you still be thankful even though you're going through some things? Can you still be thankful during a trial? Can you still be thankful through a circumstance? And sometimes in these situations, to protect our thankful heart, we need to guard our hearts. Amen? We need to guard our hearts well. But the one thing we cannot do is guard our hearts against God the Father, or against the Lord Jesus. Amen?
Amen?
So thankfulness is very powerful. And sometimes we don't understand why things happen. But I have learned to say, Lord, I don't understand. But God, I know you're good. Lord, I don't know why I'm going through what I'm going through. But Lord, I know you're good. Lord, I really don't get why I have to go through this situation or why my family member has to go through this situation. But God, I know you're the answer for it. So I'm going to stand and know that you are good and that you are for me. Amen. And this is the attitude that we need to take. Amen. Hallelujah. So thankfulness, being in the state of thanksgiving, is key to great mental health. Amen? Mental health. So, church, there is revelation out of these three verses, out of this 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18, there is revelation. And what you and me gotta continually do is ask the Lord. Lord, you know, as I read your verses, what does it mean to rejoice always? Amen. Just ask. Any word that you read in scripture, just ask, what does this mean? And repeat what you're reading. And then in this case, Lord, what does it mean to rejoice always? And how does it relate to rest? Because we need to rejoice always while resting at the same time. Amen?
Yes.
It's the same when we pray without ceasing. We want to pray from the situation of being on that lazy river of rest.
Yes.
Amen? And in everything that we're going through, in everything, the Word says, it doesn't matter what you're going through, in everything, the Word says, give thanks, because thankfulness is very, very powerful.
Amen.
So here we have, you know, again, I'm going to repeat it. Rejoice always. Amen. Pray continually and give thanks in all circumstances, because this is the will of God in Christ Amen. Jesus for
Amen.
You. Amen. So we need, Amen. Church, we need to take time and rest. R-E-S-T. Mm-hmm. Just rest. At the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ, He is with you. He is for you. He's not letting you go one bit, okay? He wants you. He loves you. You are His beloved, and you're not going anywhere. Amen? And I want to close, and I in this closing, I just want to read, and when you have a chance, there is a song that came out in 2020 by Carrie Job called Rest, R-E-S-T. And I just want you to close your eyes right now, amen? And I'm just not singing, okay? I'm just going to read some of the lyrics. And I just want you to bask in His presence right now as I'm reading these lyrics, amen? I see it clear now. You're all around me. In every little thing, where can I go now? To flee your presence? There's nowhere you won't be. To hear your voice? To call you friend? To know your thoughts? How rare, how beautiful. You're with me here. I feel you breathing. You're closer than I thought was possible. So I'll rest right here with you. So I'll rest right here with you. All with you. With you. Breathtaking wonder. In every color, you're showing off to me. You come like thunder. Then a gentle whisper. You're found in everything. To hear your voice. To call you friend, to know your thoughts, how rare, how beautiful, you're with me here. I feel you breathing. You're closer than I thought was possible. So I'll rest right here with you. I'll rest right here with you, all with you, with you, with you. I'm seen. I'm known. I'm loved by my Father. Seen, known, and loved by my Father. I delight of my Father. I delight of my Father. I feel the delight of the Father. He loves you. He's for you. I'm seen. I'm known. I'm loved by my Father. So I'll rest right here with you, Lord. I'll rest right here with you, God. Oh, delight of my Father. The delight of my Father. Oh, God, my Father. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let us close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this word. We thank you, Lord, for ministering to us this morning, Lord. Father, we choose to rest in you today, Lord, and every day, Lord God. Father, we choose to rejoice in you always, Lord God. And Father, we just ask to teach us how to rest in your presence, Lord. Teach us how to be still in your presence, Lord. Help us, Lord God, to stop struggling and worrying and doing things in our own strength. But Lord God, we ask that you give us that heart, Father God, to trust you in everything, Lord God. To trust the current of your spirit. To trust the flow of the river, the lazy river of rest, Lord God. Teach us how to trust and stand and remain still in you, Lord God. And Father, let our lives flow with peace, with purpose, and with faith in your direction, Lord God. In your direction, Lord God. We choose, Lord, not to lean on our own strength or understanding, Father. Today, we choose to trust you and to trust in all your ways. And we know, Lord, that you will direct us where we need to go. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.